If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their conservative financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Pleased to be here with you and very interesting topics we have today, taxes. So today's topic is probably the most desired topic to hear about amongst retirees and those getting close to retirement. It's the most popular topic of all the topics we talk about on this show. How do I know it's true? And I'm not just trying to get you all excited here. We've studied it, saving money on taxes. We're going to talk today about saving money on taxes. Now, when you initially hear that, you probably think to yourself, well, he's not going to show me some tip today that'll actually save me dollars today. Because let's face it, there's not a lot you can do to save money on taxes as a retiree with everything paid off, standard deductions higher than when you used to itemize in the past. So what can you do? Well, it's saving money on taxes over your lifetime in the future. Retirees and our clients are concerned. Y'all are concerned because most of your money that you've been saving is in pre-tax dollars, your IRAs, your 401ks, your TSPs, your 457s. Well, I'm going to talk to you today about how to save money and avoid the tax burden in the future for both you and maybe even your beneficiaries. So before we dive into this week's show, let me provide a quick introduction for new listeners to the show. Each week, I share different aspects on wealth management. For those of you new to the show, wealth management is just far deeper than just investment management. You see, most people have an investment plan, a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but they don't really have a real plan on how all this fits together. That's why most people just have an investment person, a broker that just sells them stuff. Oh, they talk about financial planning, but have they actually done it for you? Or have they only sold you stuff? At my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. So what's the difference between an investment advisor and broker and a wealth manager? An investment broker only handles your investments. Maybe they meet with you once, twice a year, show you a bunch of pie charts, tell you your money went up or down. That's about it. If you need any tax strategies, they tell you go see your CPA or your tax person. If you got estate planning questions, they tell you go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, estate. We like to consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team, overseeing the other professionals on investments, taxes, the estate attorneys. So we provide a plan that addresses all areas of your financial life. Under one roof, we've got fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, enrolled agents, notaries, paralegals, and we work with a legal team in-house for estate planning, all under one roof. In fact, as a wealth manager and a fiduciary for the last 24 years, I've helped successful savers like you with what are their 5 biggest concerns. Number one, make smart choices with your money. Don't take too much risk, just enough to achieve your goals. Most of our clients understand that they've made and saved most of the retirement funds. They just can't afford for it to go away. So we need to make smart choices, make their money last as long as they do. The second thing, wealth enhancement. How do we mitigate, proactively save taxes over our lifetime? Unnecessary taxation. Justice Leonard Hand, one of my favorite quotes is there's 2 systems of taxation, one for the informed, and one for the uninformed. And that's going to be today's topic. Wealth transfers, the third one. Transfer to heirs with the least costs, least taxes, least fees, least time, and the least government involvement. Fourth is wealth protection. Protect your assets from unjust, frivolous lawsuits, things like long-term care, disability, life insurance. And fifth, if it applies to you, if you are charitably minded, maximize your charitable impact. Assisting our clients with most of these 5 concerns is where there's real value. Your financial life is more complicated than just your investments. We make sure your money's protected, you get all the income and retirement you need, you're legally paying the least amount of taxes, and you leave the legacy that you want. That's real financial planning. So today's topic is about probably the most desired topic amongst those approaching and in retirement, and that is, how do you save money on taxes? Today, we're going to talk about saving money on taxes. Because for a lot of you, once again, as we mentioned earlier, you think, oh, you know, hey, I take the standard deduction. What can I do? Well, saving money on taxes over your lifetime is about being proactive, not just reactive. See, the problem with a lot of tax professionals, the CPAs, enrolled agents, things like that in this time of year, is that they're historians. They record history. What you did in 2023, well, that applies to your tax return that you're going to do in spring 2024. But in most instances, it's too late to do anything. So at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, our tax team, our advisory team, is about being proactive. How do we save taxes this year and going forward? So y'all are concerned with that because most money that you save is in your pre-tax account. So today we're going to talk about how to save money on taxes, how to avoid the future tax burden. So let's get rolling. First, let me explain. There are three type of accounts out there. Three types and ways that you can establish savings for the future. The first is a pre-tax account. And let me just tell you all three. Pre-tax, after-tax, and tax-free. Pre-tax account, after tax, and tax-free. Please note I said there was a tax-free account. I didn't say Roth necessarily. We'll talk about that a little bit later. There's more than one way to save money tax-free. We're going to talk about the other way towards the end of the show. So we got three ways to save: pre-tax, tax-free, and we know the third. Let's talk about that. So what is pre-tax? That is the money that you have saved. You put in your retirement plan. It got taken out prior to you paying any taxes, lowered your taxable situations, and the money's growing tax deferred. What are the different types of pre-tax accounts? Traditional IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457s, TSPs for thrift savings plans. You know it all. If it starts with a 4, it's a pre-tax account. Benefits of pre-tax, easy. You're able to save a lot of money, up to over $30,000 a year, plus a company match. So what are some of the other benefits? Company match by far away is definitely one of the best. It's free money. But I'm going to tell you that one that's really the best, just how easy it is. You just sign up and they automatically take it out. So what about a lot of the benefits of pre-tax? Some of that can be negative. Go try to get financial advice from your 401k company. They can't give it to you. What should you invest in? They can't tell you. That's another negative. Go try to get tax advice from them. Should I be saving in the Roth 401k or the pre-tax 401k? They can't tell you. They also can't tell you how much you should have in bonds and stocks. They just can't do it. Why? Because they're not fiduciaries. They're not an advisor. They don't want to be on the hook for it. So go try to develop income from your 401k, right? You got 30 choices and 26 of them are stock funds and 4 of them are bad bond funds. If you want to hear something, I want you to listen to this. Very, very important. The number one reason, in my opinion, that pre-tax 401ks, plans like that, don't work for retirees. So as you're approaching retirement and in your retirement, you can't get income off of them. Oh, you could spend shares, you could sell the investments and take money out, but that's not income, that's principal. So what do you need more in retirement than anything else? Income replacement, because without any income, there is no retirement. That's the whole point of this show. So you can't invest in bonds, individual bonds, you can't invest in preferred, you can't invest in real estate investment trusts that you get to handpick. You can't invest in any of those things that create dividends and interest consistently for you. So a lot of negatives when it comes to those things. That's one of the reasons why people will move their 401ks to an IRA. Now, a real quick note for you. For those of you that are still working, but you're over 59 and a half, there is this thing called an in-service withdrawal. If you got a 401k, you're over 59 and a half, and this applies your 403b, your TSPs, all these things. You need to check on it because there's about a 90% chance you're going to have it. It's the only thing that came out of this whole Enron debacle back in the early 2000s. It's the ability to move money from a 401k to an IRA, even while you're still working, still contributing to the IRA and the 401k so that you can get the interest and dividends and do it without a taxable event. So it comes at the age of 59 and a half and beyond. So why do I spend time talking about that? Because at the age of 59 and a half and beyond, you're in the best time to have a 401k, 403b on any of those accounts. You can take that thing, you can roll it over to an IRA, still contribute new money, still get new match, and you can actually still participate in the current plan. But now you get this big wide pipe of putting money into that IRA, but now you actually get access to not just the 20 or 30 investment choices within the plan, but you actually get the opportunity to pick and choose as aggressive or conservative as you want to be at this stage. And for a lot of our clients, they want to get a lot more conservative as they're getting close or they're in retirement. So we do that in-service rollover when they're 59 and a half or 60, roll it to an IRA, get it set up so it starts producing income in the form of interest and dividends, so that when they retire in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, they can just turn on the spigot and start taking income off their investments without touch any of their principal. Now, it's a really great idea. Helps you build up a lot more pre-tax money. However, listen to me, and I got a great quote here for you. An IRA is an IOU to the IRS. You're sweeping all these taxes under the rug when you're saving pre-tax, and you're going to owe a ton at a point in time later down the road when taxes are higher than they are today. So how do you avoid this problem? Well, for you, I put together a free calculator that you can use on my website, crystallaketax.com. Go to my website. It's click on the red button at the top of the homepage, calculate your tax bill. Play with it. It's yours. Spend as much time on it as you like. I put it up there for you guys, and it'll show you how you can save a ton of taxes on those pre-tax accounts and reduce, and I'm going to talk to you more about this show, reduce $500,000 tax bill down to about $200,000. We've shown clients where over their lifetime, they're going to pay over $1 million in taxes, but with a retirement tax bill calculator, a very cool thing, we've shown them strategies to reduce that to $250,000, $300,000. Now, here's the thing. Nobody wants to pay $300,000 in taxes, but when the alternative is to pay $1 million in taxes, I think there's some value in there. So we're talking today about how to save money on taxes and retirement. We're talking about the three types of accounts that you can establish. We spent a little bit of time on the pre-tax. Now we're going to talk about the after-tax. After-tax are things like bank accounts, trust accounts, things like that. When you put money in, and it grows, and this time of year, they send you a 1099 for it, right? You got to pay tax on the gains, the capital gains, the interest, the dividends. There's also a third type of an account that is tax-free. Now, there are two types of tax-free, not one, but two. One many of you are familiar with, which is a Roth IRA. The other one is through a utilization of a product. It's an insurance product called an indexed universal life, IUL. Excellent, excellent way to save money tax-free. So why would you want to do an IUL, an index UL, instead of like a Roth IRA? It's not appropriate for everybody, but for the right person, it can be amazing. There's this thing out there called legislative risk. So what's legislative risk? Well, let me ask you a quick question. When's the last time Congress called you before they passed a law? Yeah, never, right? They don't call me either. There's a thing called legislative risk. For instance, if you ever heard a strategy called file and suspend, it was a way you could utilize Social Security to its fullest advantage. It was a fantastic strategy. It was where one spouse could claim a benefit and then freeze it, and then the spousal could continue to claim on their other spouse and let theirs defer. It was just a lot of moving parts, but it was a fantastic strategy. Did Congress call you before they took that away a few years ago? They didn't call me away either. They took that away. So do you know you can't get a full spousal benefit on Social Security if you're born past 1954 versus pre-1954? They call you about that one, did they? They didn't call me either. And that's called legislative risk. Hey, you know what they're talking about? Means testing Social Security. You know they're talking about making Roth IRAs not tax-free if you get over a certain asset size? Yeah, they're talking about all these things. Let me tell you something about crazy ideas that Congress comes up with to raise taxes, and you think it's a crazy idea, it'll never pass, it doesn't pass. They don't go away. They just put it up on the shelf and they come back when it's a better time, politically a better time. They've talked about all these things that I referenced, many of which they've done. It's called legislative risk. And that's why I don't want to see all of our clients. I want to see them have tax-free savings. Not all of it in a Roth, but some other vehicles as well, like the IUL. Matter of fact, I think you've got some better advantages in an IUL than you do a Roth. Some people call it the equivalent of a super Roth. Okay, so those are the three types of accounts and why it's so important. Because you gotta save money on taxes. Taxes are on sale now. For those of you who don't know, taxes come in brackets. Everybody knows that, but let me tell you exactly how these brackets work. There are seven different brackets. First one starts at 10%, then 12%, then 22%, then 24%, 32%, 35%, and then 37%. Now, I talked about the potential of taxes going up. There's a 100% chance taxes are going to go up in the future. How do I know that? Because all these tax brackets I just mentioned are already scheduled to go back to where they were in 2017, which is 3 to 5% higher, in January 1st of 2026. Meaning you only got a couple years to do this whole Roth conversion thing. And I'm going to talk about heavily this on the show that I put a free calculator on our website, crystallaketax.com. That's the website. Go to it. click on the red button to calculate your retirement tax bill. It's why I put it up there for you guys. They're going to take all these brackets and they're going to move them up. They're going to take the standard deduction and they're going to take that away, get it cut in half where it was before to where it is now. It's going to be cataclysmic compared to what you're doing with right now. But let's talk about tax brackets. So I'm going to give you general numbers so I don't get it to the exact dollar because that'll confuse you. So we're just going to give you kind of rounded numbers here. First, let's talk about a married couple filing jointly. The 10% tax bracket is the first $20,000 of income. Gets taxed at 10%. Then you go into the 12% tax bracket. So for income between about $20,000 and $90,000, it's taxed at the 12% tax bracket. And then over $90,000, it starts at the 22% tax bracket. And then you go up there from there from 22 to 24 to 32, et cetera. So here's my moral of the story here. I just want to make sure everybody knows this. Let's go back to that $90,000 where the 22% tax bracket starts for a married filing jointly scenario. Let's say as a household, you're making over $90,000 after your deduction. That puts you in the 22% tax bracket. Understand that that first $20,000 you paid 10% tax on, that's the first bracket. The difference between 20 and 90 you paid 12% on, and then every extra dollar after the 90,000 is going to get taxed at 22%. That extra dollar did not make you pay higher taxes on everything retroactive to dollar one. It's graduated. The first $20,000 was 10%. The next $70,000 was 12%. Anything above $90,000 is now 22% or more. So it's important to know. Some clients come in and they're like, oh, I don't want to go $1 over because then I'm going to owe a ton more taxes. It's only on those dollars that go into the new tax bracket. So there's something called a marginal tax bracket. A marginal tax bracket is what was your last dollar taxed at? So using this example of a client with more than $90,000 of income, they're in the 22% marginal tax bracket. But some of that was taxed at 10%, some of it 12%, some of it at 22. Their effective or real tax rate might actually be 13 to 15%. So when you come in and see us, I'll share that with you. But important to know, going into the next tax bracket only applies to those dollars in the next tax bracket. Now, real quick tax savings tips here for you, right? Because I'm going to share a ton of them with you today. This is what's great at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, that we actually have a tax practice in-house. It allows us to share this with our investment advisory clients. Let's say we're dealing with a married couple jointly. You're making, let's say $98,000. After your $28,000 standard deduction, your taxable income is actually $70,000. Well, that's great. You save some money. But wait, like Paul Harvey said, there's more to the story here. The rest of it, $20,000 below the start of the 22% tax bracket. So you're barely just squarely in the 12% tax bracket with $70,000 of taxable income after your standard deduction. So remember, it was $98,000. You took your $28,000 standard deduction, $70,000 taxable. So you're in the 12% tax bracket. You've got an extra $20,000 of wiggle room to stay in the 12% tax bracket because you're $20,000 below the top of that bracket. You want to get it out. Get that $20,000 out of your IRAs, your 401ks, do a Roth conversion, whatever the case is. And here's why. So you take $20,000 out of your retirement, your pre-tax retirement accounts. You either take it out, put it in the bank, convert it tax-free to a Roth. For our purposes, none of that matters. Should you take it out? Heck yeah. That'll save you $1,000 in federal taxes compared to if you let it go into the 22. Well, tax rates are expected to go up. So why not max out the low 12% tax bracket that you're already in? Convert that $20,000 to a tax-free Roth, only pay 12% tax today before taxes go up. Now that $20,000 is going to forever grow tax-free. Has your investment broker shared strategies to maximize your tax bracket that you're already in? Probably just told you we can't give tax advice. Isn't an advisor supposed to give you advice? Now, that's just a simple tax savings tip that we share with our clients all the time. Think of things as Social Security taxable. Is it mandatory that you pay tax on Social Security? Is it possible for you to have Social Security check be tax-free? Those topics are coming up on the Retirement Success Blueprint. Now, before we head to break, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit, got a copy of my recent book, Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, to get your Retirement Success Toolkit, give us a call, complimentary, 866-316-0822. 0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage to send this packet out to you. The Retirement Success Toolkit. Get it in your hands today. That's 866-316-0822. Call us. You can always go to our website, crystallaketax.com. Reach out to us that way. Is Social Security taxable? Is it mandatory that you pay taxes on Social Security? Can you possibly have a tax-free retirement? I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. I'm going to answer those questions when we come back on the Retirement Success Blueprint.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. When it comes to proper estate planning, there are really only two outcomes. You can leave a legacy, or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? It's important you understand how even the most generous plans for your assets you intended to bequeath can be undone by probate, taxes, legal snags, healthcare costs, and other avoidable pitfalls.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Protect your estate against excessive taxes, spare loved ones the cost and headache of probate, and avoid the most common estate planning mistakes.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. You can leave a legacy, or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. One of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right, how you claim your benefits. Do you know your full retirement age? Do you know how much your benefits may be taxed? Do you understand how to claim on an ex-spouse, or that you even could? For your free, no-obligation Social Security Information Kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Sure, you could spend hours and hours searching around online, only to find some generic calculators that may not factor in inflation, tax implications, your marital status, and hundreds of other variables. If you call or stop into the Social Security office, they, by law, cannot advise you on which claiming strategy is best for you. For your free, no-obligation Social Security Information Kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about everything taxes. Now, we talked a little bit before the break about taxes on Social Security. Is it possible for you to have a Social Security check that is tax-free? Yes, it is. Even if you have a $100,000 income, it still could happen for you. I've got clients of mine that have exactly that. So what determines the taxation of Social Security? There's a thing called your provisional income, also known as combined income. Your provisional income determines how much taxes you're going to pay on Social Security. So let's talk about this a bit. We're going to go back to the married filing jointly. Provisional income, you ready? I'm going to give you the formula here. Provisional income is all of your adjusted gross income, AGI, plus one half of your Social Security. So I'm going to repeat that to you. Take half of your Social Security benefit as a household, plus all of your other taxable income. Your retirement plan distributions, your pensions, your interest, your dividends, your capital gains. So all of that other taxable stuff, plus half of your Social Security. So your provisional income is all of your adjusted taxable gross income and half of your Social Security. The higher that number goes, the more of your Social Security you pay tax on. So if that number is below $32,000, the provisional income, not the real income, the provisional income is below $32,000, Social Security is tax-free. It can happen. If it gets up above $32,000, that's when you start paying some taxes on Social Security. And it can go all the way up to about $44,000, where only about half of Social Security gets taxed. So between $32,000 and $44,000, you have about as much as half of your Social Security can get taxed at your current income level. Now, if that gets over $44,000, once again, not your real income, your provisional income, then somewhere between 50 to 85% of your Social Security can be subject to taxes. So the maximum amount of Social Security that'll be taxed in any case, no matter what the income is, 85% of it. That's called provisional income calculations. So back to my question, is it possible that you could have tax-free Social Security check? Absolutely, it's possible. And now I want you to understand how taxation of Social Security works, because I'm going to talk to you about a software program that we've got available we can use for our loyal radio listeners of this show. And we'd love to run an analysis for you free of charge, no catches, no gotchas. I want you as a listener, even those that have never called us before, never planned on calling me in the future, I want you to be able to get some use out of this show, and I can help you as soon as you're done listening to this show. So whether you call me or not, it means that the reason I put this retirement tax bill calculator on our website, crystallaketax.com, click the red button at the top, calculate your retirement tax bill. It's a great little calculator. We put it there right there for you. But this analysis that we can run is going to make sense here in a minute. I need you to understand how Social Security gets taxed. So it is possible that provisional income number is the less taxation that you have. The lower that provisional income number, the less taxes you pay on Social Security, if any. Okay, so that being said, you got this understanding. I want to go into an analysis that we can run. And if you want to have us run this for you, I'd be more than happy to do so. So here's the criteria we're going to use here. We got a couple, John and Mary. We're going to call them John and Mary, have a $21,180 pension. They've got $39,000 Social Security checks. That's $21,180 pension, $39,000 Social Security check. They want $110,000 a year to retire on. So that means that they need an extra $50,000. Got it? Because the $50,000 they need, the gap in their income plan, plus the $21,000 pension, plus the $39,000 Social Security, that totals $110,000 from all the different sources. Now, that being said, here's how we can do this. That $21,000 pension that's coming in, if you would picture in your mind the case one, case two, just two columns. Case one in column one, case two, column two. Case two, we got $50,000 coming in. That $50,000 is coming out of their pre-tax accounts, their IRAs, their 401ks. That $21,000 pension is coming in. We know that that's taxable. And then they got their Social Security check. We just don't know how much of that's taxable yet. Now, remember what I just said about Social Security 2 seconds ago. That's why I spent so much time on it. How much of their Social Security is going to get taxed? 85%. So 85% of the $39,000 of Social Security is now subject to taxes. So they'll get $39,000, but they owe taxes on $32,650 of their Social Security. So the $50,000 pre-tax retirement distributions plus the $21,000 pension plus the $32,000 they now have to pay tax on for their Social Security means that their taxable income is $103,000. They still get the same $110,000, but they owe income taxes on $103,000. Under that case, their tax bill is $9,000. $9,000. Now we're going to run over to case one. We're going to take that $50,000, that same supplemental income we need, but we're going to get it out of our Roth IRA because we're proactive about tax saving strategies. So we take the same $50,000 of income, but it's coming out of a Roth, a tax-free account. How much of that Roth money is tax-free? All of it. It could even come out of an index universal life, an IUL, same thing, tax-free. That's what I'm talking about. Protect against legislative risk. But we're not going to go there very quick. So $50,000 coming in tax-free. Big old zero in the taxable column there. Now that pension is still coming in at $21,000, right? Drum roll, please. That means it's going to be taxable. But how much of their Social Security is now taxable? Only $4,200 of the $39,000 Social Security is getting taxed. Why? Why is it $4,200 and not the other $32,000 like before? Because their taxable income went down. Their provisional income went down dramatically. They're getting taxed less on their Social Security. Their income for the year is still $110,000, but because they're not paying so much of their Social Security being taxable, instead of paying $9,000 in taxes, drumroll, $26 is their federal tax bill. It's practically a tax-free retirement. In both column one, column two, they have $110,000 of walking around spending money. The only difference is how much are we sending Uncle Sam? In the uninformed column, $9,000. In column one, where you're working with us on some proactive tax strategies, $26. So would you rather pay a $26 tax bill or a $9,000 tax bill? Are you getting this from your advisor? Probably not. This is the analysis you need to run. I love saving money on taxes, helping people save money on taxes. I mean, that's about a $9,000 savings. Over 10 years, you're going to save close to $100,000 in unnecessary and voluntary taxes. So let me ask you, is it worth for you to run that analysis to find out how much you could possibly save? I'd say so. Now I want to ask you a quick question. We got an option case one, $26. Case two, $9,000 in taxes. Which one do you think I picked? You're not going to get it right. It actually wasn't the $26 one. I went in the middle. Now, why'd I go in the middle? Why did I have them pay $4,000 in taxes instead of $26? To get this done, they had to take money out of their Roths. But remember, go back to the beginning of the show. We talked about how much do you have in Roths? How much money do you have in traditional accounts? The Roth money was only about 30% in this example. Well, we have an unlimited amount of Roth money. So that's why I wanted to go in and get the Roth money now, because taxes are going to go up in the future. And that's when you're really going to need the tax savings. Now, I could sit down here and I could tell you why taxes are going up, why history is showing that taxes are going to go up. But I talked to you a minute ago, whether Biden takes them up further and over and above, it's kind of an irrelevant point. They told us before the Biden taxes were going up because the 2017 tax plan is going to sunset. Folks, you got 2 years to do tax-free Roth conversions at the current tax rates we have now. Now, I didn't say Roth conversion, tax-free conversion. You can do it through a Roth. You can also do it through an insurance vehicle called an Index Universal Life. Either one of those are going to save you in taxes after the fact. Index Universal Life protects you from legislative risk. Index Universal Life can also give you free long-term care coverage built into the policy. It can also give you a myriad of other benefits. But let's talk about the real thing I want to do this show for. I'm most excited about is I want to talk about Roth conversions, or as I like to say, tax-free conversions. So let's talk about a couple here. Now, this calculator that I'm talking about right now is on the website. Whether you do it right now, but if you're on the road, just remember this, you can go and do it later. You can go to crystallaketax.com, click on the red button at the top that just says calculate your retirement tax bill. So go there free of charge, play with it. A 65-year-old couple, IRA is worth $500,000, 31% combined tax bracket between federal and state together. Very, very median vanilla case. Retiree stays in the 31% tax bracket all through retirement. The IRA just grows at, say, 5%. Now, at 73, they got to start taking those required minimum distributions out. So let's say they're going to die at 90, right? They still got another 17 years ahead of them. They got to start taking those RMDs out. They're going to turn to this money over to the kids, right? Maybe they don't all need it. And at some point, the kids, the grandkids are going to inherit it. And they're going to do the decent thing. They're going to do the decedent IRAs. They're going to get beneficiary IRAs. And they're going to carry on with their IRAs. Now, they've got to take required minimum distributions out. So it's a very mundane scenario. So example, 65-year-old couple, $500,000 pre-tax IRA, 31% average federal and state tax bracket. It's growing at 5% a year. At 73, they got to start taking out their RMDs. So let's talk about case one, case two. Case one is they do exactly what I said. Total taxes paid on those RMDs is $226,000, or half the value of the entire account. Taxes paid on the growth that they pulled out is another $72,000. And once they passed away at 90, and then the kids and grandkids got it, and they had to pay additional taxes on what was left pre-tax, that's another $195,000 in taxes. And folks, I know it's a lot of numbers, but the most important number is in those scenarios, in that most vanilla scenario, between now and when they turn 90 and then the kids and grandkids inherit this money, there will be $493,000 in taxes paid off of what today is a $500,000 investment. Now, if they took $100,000 a year out for 5 years and did tax-free conversions, you know what would happen? It would lower that tax burden down to $185,000 using those same assumptions. That is over a $300,000 tax savings right there. Is it worth to do tax-free conversions? I think so. Now, how much is it worth to you? That's why I put the button on our website. Go to crystallaketax.com. Tell everybody you know who's got retirement accounts, go to crystallaketax.com. Click that red button. Get your retirement tax bill. Play with it. If you want to know more tax saving tips, get it and understand the closer you are to retirement, the more that you have saved, you're going to be amazed at what your tax liability, your tax burden is going forward. And we can share ideas with you, strategies with you on how to mitigate, how to lower, maybe even eliminate a large amount of those voluntary taxation. If there was a way you could save hundreds of thousands of dollars, potentially, if not more, in taxes, when would you want to know? Go to the retirement tax bill at crystallaketax.com. Now, before we head to break, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our retirement success toolkit. It's got a lot of stuff in it because this is a crazy year. You need a lot of stuff for retirement. It's got a copy of my book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Just raise your hand, give us a call. We'll cover the postage. No cost, no obligation to you. How do you get the Retirement Success Toolkit? 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Is saving money on taxes a retirement concern of yours? Are you concerned that taxes almost certainly are going to go up? Well, I'm going to talk to you about ways to avoid that problem right here on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Important financial questions. Are you feeling confident that you have enough money saved to enjoy a stress-free retirement?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
That's where Retirement Income Source's investment advisory arm comes in. We exist to help you invest your money smartly.
I'm struggling to accept my retirement without a steady paycheck. So can you help me invest into a profitable revenue plan?
Absolutely. We have a fiduciary obligation to you, helping you generate retirement income.
A properly managed, income-oriented portfolio can successfully seek to deliver both short-term and long-term return outperformance to help solve most challenges investors face when investing for a more successful, sustainable retirement. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. The Retirement Income Source. Assets make things possible. Income makes things happen.
Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, serving clients in 27 states across this great country with offices in the Chicago area, Madison. But hey, geography is no issue for good financial advice, right? We're going to talk about some information that I'm sure you'll have an interest in because one of the hottest topics in financial services today is taxes. How to save taxes in retirement. And that's the fact of today's show, tax strategies in retirement. So let me ask you a quick question. Do you think that your tax bill is going to be lower in the future? In other words, when you retire, or if you're of the opinion that your taxes will be reduced, well, that may not be the case. As you may or may not already know, tax tables, basically the Tax Reform Act of 2017, the Tax Cut Jobs Act, also known as the Trump Tax Cuts, it's going to sunset. It's going to go away January 1st, 2026. Now, what that means, bottom line, and putting it very simple terms, is you could now, if you started with a question, will you have less money in retirement than you have today if you're not retired? The answer is a resounding yes, just due to taxes. So just assume by having less income, you're going to have less taxes. Doesn't always work that way, folks. If you take $100,000 and you have 10% tax on it, that'd be $10,000. But if the money reduces down to $50,000, but you've got 30% tax on it, that's actually $15,000. $5,000 more taxes on half the income. See what I just did? It's what the government does all the time. I reduced the amount of money in half, but tripled the tax on it. And you say, well, is that even possible? Well, I was on the radio show not long ago, and I said it's very strongly possible that we could have the current administration get reelected in 2024, and it's almost certain that taxes will increase. Now, even putting aside that happening, just with the sunset of the 27 tax tables coming back into play, we're looking at an increase of 3 to 5 real percentage. So 22% going to the 28%, the 24% going to the 32%, the 12% going to the 15%. And you're like, Mike, that's only 3 to 6% difference. No, think about it. If the 22% tax bracket goes to the 28% tax bracket, That's about a 30% increase in taxes. If the 12% goes to the 15% tax bracket, guess what? That's about a 30% increase in taxes. Folks, that's what I'm trying to tell you here. Don't just look at the going from 12 to 15 or 22 to 28 or 24 to 32. What percentage of an increase is it on your overall tax bill? For most, it's going to be a 25 to 30% increase. Taxes are going to increase. However, let me talk to you about the mathematics behind it. You understand you get a standard deduction. Now, that's so high that only 6% of people, according to the IRS, currently itemize. It used to be 50% before the standard deduction that doubled it in 2018 came into play. Now, that's going away when the sun sets. The tax tables, what do I mean by a tax table? There's seven different tax tables. The seven different tax tables are as follows. Now, of course, it depends on whether you're married and so forth. So I'm just going to use the married ones. Filing jointly, married individuals filing joint returns. You've got 10%, 12%, 22, 32, 35, and 37. You go from one bracket to another, the higher your income goes, and that amount of money gets taxed at those percentages. Well, the brackets themselves are set to increase in January 1st, 2026, and the amount that it takes to get to the next bracket is actually going to decrease. So it's a double whammy. Higher brackets and less income to get to those brackets. So back to the example. $100,000 with a 10% tax equals $10,000. $50,000 of income with a 30% tax would be $15,000 of taxes. My point in bringing that up to everybody, not everybody, but most people think, my income's going to go down in retirement. So obviously my taxes are going to go down, but not if you do the math with what I just told you when we know tax rates are going up. And that's what we're looking at happening and why we want to look at all the different tax saving tips that are available. So we just talked about here the last several minutes about how taxes are definitely going to increase. Just the 2017 tax table sunsetting, the Trump tax cuts are expiring January 1st, 2026. And without the current administration, it could even take them up even further. So now let's talk further yet still. Did you know that federal taxes, in 1913, there was, and we're going to talk about the highest tax bracket. There's several. We just talked about seven different tax brackets. You know what the highest one was? 37% currently. The highest tax bracket in 1913? 7%. By 19, I'm looking at a little chart here. 1920, it had gone from 7% to 73%. Now, it came back down in 1927 when the highest tax bracket was 25%. Now, think about this. In 1945, the highest tax bracket was 94%. Can you believe that? Then it went back down to 50%. Talking about the top tax bracket now. In 1982, it was back to 37% as the highest tax bracket. So we've actually got some of the lowest tax brackets right now that we've had in history. Not the lowest, but some of the lowest. Now, let's go back. When I said the bracket went sky high, let's look at that chart that I'm looking at here again, 1945. So what was the common denominator between 1921 and 1945? World War I, World War II. World wars were breaking out, blowing up stuff. We needed a lot more money, raising taxes. Matter of fact, back then they could raise taxes and everybody was behind it because we needed to fund a world war. Well, gosh forbid we have another world war, by the way. Be a very good idea that we didn't have one, right? But we sort of kind of simulated it out. We got a lot of debt now. So let's talk about that for a minute. Now, I'm looking at a graph here that's the national debt held by the public. In other words, each person, the percentage of the GDP, the gross domestic product, but the amount of the national debt per man, woman, and child in this country. If you go back to the 40s, it was sky high then, but it actually dipped by the 80s. And then it was right back to where it was in the 1945 time back then. And then what did we do? We ended up printing a ton of money. This actually sort of kind of what caused the current inflation with COVID-19, the survival packages, all the different things, you know, $6 trillion of stimulus. If you go to nationaldebtclock.org, nationaldebtclock.org, you get a chance to see that the national deficit is as high as it's ever been and it's climbing rapidly. So we're basically back to where we're back in the 20s and the 40s. We need money. Couple that with the fact that they got some of the lowest tax brackets in history, and you see why I'm concerned about taxes increasing. Now, just before we go to break, I want to give you an opportunity to get our complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my recently published book in it, Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement, and 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. How do you get this complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit mailed to you? We'll cover the postage. No cost, no obligation. Got to raise your hand, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. We'll get it out to you. 2024 is going to be a crazy year in the markets, the economy, the politics, socially, all these things. You need to have a resource. Retirement Success Toolkit will be that resource. Go to crystallaketax.com. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Coming up on our last segment of the show, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
For baby boomers, here's something to think about. Will you have enough income during your retirement? Are you absolutely sure? Do you understand the difference between growth and income? How about bonds and bond funds? Are you 100% ready for RMDs? Do you have an estate plan? If you've said no to any of these, we can help. Right now, for the first five callers, we'll send you a free, custom-designed animated video retirement kit to help you plan for the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. These custom video kits are loaded with cutting-edge retirement technology custom designed to your specific areas of need. There's nothing else like them. So call right now to receive your very own custom-designed animated video retirement kit.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
When it comes to proper estate planning, there are really only two outcomes. You can leave a legacy, or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? It's important you understand how even the most generous plans for your assets you intended to bequeath can be undone by probate, taxes, legal snags, healthcare costs, and other avoidable pitfalls.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Protect your estate against excessive taxes, spare loved ones the cost and headache of probate, and avoid the most common estate planning mistakes.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
You can leave a legacy or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind?
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Tax strategies in retirement is the title of today's show, and that's what we're talking about here today. When we talked about how taxes are certainly going to increase and how the tax tables have been lower in the past and some of the lowest right now, that I've talked about how the brackets are going to change just with the sunsetting of the Trump tax cuts and the current tax rules. That happens January 1st, 2026. But what did I promise you? I promised you I'd talk about some tax-saving ideas. Well, here's the situation with most retirees. Most retirees have everything paid off. Most retirees don't own a business. Matter of fact, they're in the process of winding down that situation if they do, either getting out of a job, getting out of a business, something of that nature. I know in my current situation, we've got a business. We got a lot of business bills. They're deductible. We got about 10 staff members. We pay a lot of people. So that's all deductions. These are the things that retired people don't have. So what are you going to do to save taxes? Well, here's what you got to do. You got to spend a little bit in order to save a little bit. Spend a little bit in order to save a little bit. So what I mean by that, I'm going to talk to you about tax-free conversions of your retirement assets. You notice I said tax-free conversions of your retirement assets. What I did not say is only Roth conversions. See, this is something that we've all been convinced, coerced, duped into thinking that Roth conversions are the only way that you can convert money into tax-free. And let me give you a for instance. Let's say you got a $1 million account. Let's say your required minimum distributions, the amount of money you got to take out at age 73 is $40,000, right? So 4% of that is your RMD. Can you take that money out and put it in a Roth? Because you're going to have to take it out. You're going to have to pay taxes on it. Can you take that money out and put it into a Roth IRA? Nope, you can't. It's against the law. You can't put your RMD into a Roth IRA. What you can do, though, is still save it in a tax-free manner. Now, Roth IRAs are one way of doing that. What's the other way of doing that? There's something called IUL, or Index Universal Life. If gotten and properly used, it's a plan that'll let you, number one, grow the money with no downside risk of the market. Number two, grow money tax-free. Number three, develop a death benefit that upon your passing is going to give the beneficiaries tax-free dollars to pay taxes, which, by the way, is the same effect of doing a Roth. So it's literally like being able to take all your money in Roth, convert it all at once without paying the taxes, by the way. It also gives you the benefit of long-term care. Now, I could build an entire show just around the long-term care side of things. You heard me talk about, and I appreciate all our loyal listeners, heard me talk all along, you heard me talk about long-term care. There are two ways to get a long-term care policy: health insurance way and a life insurance way. If you want your premium to go up everywhere, and if you want it to get so high, you're probably going to have a hard time keeping it in your 80s. If you want a policy that if you don't go into nursing home, you'll never get any benefit out of it, that's when you go the health insurance way for long-term care. If you want something that's going to fix all those issues, then you go the life insurance long-term care way. That's the way everybody's going. And that basically comes free with the process of converting the money tax-free through that Index Universal Life, if used properly and if appropriate for you. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh my gosh, here he is trying to sell me some life insurance policy. Hey, I buy term and invest the difference. I don't believe in that stuff. Let me tell you something, though. I came into this industry through buy term and invest the difference. In other words, I thought there were two kinds of life insurance out there: term life and permanent, right? So term life and the wrong type. That literally is how I thought until relatively recently, and I delved into getting more information about some of how the new policies are out there. And I'll tell you this, with the Index Universal Life, it has gone very much the way that iPhones have gone. How many of you remember the very first iPhone compared to today's iPhone? I think it's the 15 now that's out there, right? I just got it. I mean, you look at the difference. It's incredible. Same product, but it's aged well over time. The industry has realized that to get more competitive, and good golly, I mean, you're talking the average returns on these products is 6% plus for the last 20 years. The S&P 500 has only done 6% plus for the 20 years. And you've got downside risk. The IUL doesn't. I mean, it's just like, wow, it checks all these boxes. And I've got to be honest with you, and most people that come in now want to talk about tax-free conversions. Roth is the old way of doing it. It still makes sense for some people, but we will also utilize the IUL if it makes sense. So I talked to you about the Index Universal Life. Why? First of all, let's talk about why it's important to convert the money to begin with. And I'm going to hit you up with some numbers here. You ready? Let's say you're a farmer and you got a choice: paying tax on the seed that goes in the ground or the harvest once it comes out. Which one would you pick? Obviously the tax on the seed, hence the tax-free conversion. Then the money grows tax-free. Your harvest grows tax-free. So I'm going to hit you up with some numbers here on a 65-year-old couple. IRA's worth $500,000, 31% state and federal tax liability, and we're going to make some assumptions that it grows by 5% once it's converted tax-free. Doesn't grow at 6.2, it only grows at 5. Of course, people started taking required minimum distributions around 73. Once the money's over there, the retiree starts taking out 5% a year, dies at 90. All right, old way of doing it. And that is, if you were to take out the required minimum distributions, not tax-free, convert the money, total taxes of about $500,000 on this $500,000. So over the life of that, taxes paid on everything would actually be, by the heirs, $493,000 on a $500,000 account. Now, if you take some of that $500,000, convert it in the tax-free manner we're talking about, you'll pay about $185,000 on the tax-free conversion. Taxes paid on the growth of that money, zero. Taxes paid on the remainder balance, zero. Total of $185,000. We just took your tax bill from $493,000 to $185,000. That saved you close to $300,000 in voluntary, unnecessary taxes. You know what else you get with it? A tax-free death benefit, a long-term care benefit that you can use if you need it. My theory is that there is a lot of ways to skin the cat when it comes to the tax savings game. Thanks for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone who could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.